When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
You're listening to the IFL TV podcast in association with Lonsdale MTK Global, sponsored by William Hill.
With the black shorts and the white boots, it is from Belfast, Northern Ireland, Stephen the Choir Man Ward. And his opponent out of the red corner, making his debut in the ring. Fighting under the flag of Iceland, wearing the Icelandic colours, Hathor Bjornsson. Hathor against Ward.
So Tom Urquhart getting us underway there, and Hathor Bjornsson's first experience in a professional boxing ring, operating in the southpaw stance. Massive size difference between the two of them. Stevie Ward starts nice and relaxed, just feinting his way into range. I think the feint could be potentially a useful tool for him over the next three rounds, Carl, because it's likely that with his inexperience, Bjornsson will overreact to those kind of feints as Ward just drives a nice right hand into the body.
Yeah, I kind of give that message of instruction to him before going into this fight, that just to keep him busy with your feints, because I think it would upset someone who's just getting in
the problems. Just jumping in and out of range, something he's not used to, and of course pivoting into space. And when you are pivoting with over 400 pounds through those knee joints, it is going to take its toll. But he started okay. Important for him to stay relaxed here, Bass, as well.
Yeah, I think he's doing great. Normally when you see somebody fight for the very first time, they just go all out because they don't know about control yet. But what he's doing, moving backwards, that was a very smart thing to do, staying outside the reach, of course, of his opponent. And like Carl said, his in and out movement is pretty fast. And also he already cut an angle, I saw, which is something you never see from a guy who fights his first fight.
Yeah, just trying to make... And Thor's holding the shots well so far.
Yeah, Stevie's being a bit braver than I'd like him to be.
I think he wanted to prove a point to you, Carl.
I think so. But this is good from Thor. I think he's adjusted a little bit. At the first half of the round, he threw some wild shots and he missed pretty widely.
Something also you don't see a lot. I'm pretty impressed with his distance also to keep the same space in between. Oh, look at that.
Whoa, just clipped over the top there, Stephen Ward. Let's have a look at that.
Cross hook.
Big left hand and then just...
Oh. There's a shoulder blade.
on the back, but it tells you all about the force of it, that it sent Big Stevie toppling over.
Yeah, just pure force there. Knocked him over with a punch on the shoulder. So it shows you how strong he is.
In no man's land after he missed that left hand.
He's got to throw more straights, you know, to throw a jab and then a hook. And a hook sets you up for the counter, you know. Maybe it's better to throw a 1-2. Oh, again.
Well, another big right hand from Stevie Ward. And Bjornsson again pushed back onto the ropes. He's eaten two or three clean right hands in the final minute and a half of this third round. But he's passed the chin check early.
Yeah, he's proved he can take a shot, and fair play to him. He had two or three big right hands in that round, and he's done okay.
Ladies and gentlemen.
A lot of blood on the face. Wow. The final bell goes. Lots of respect together, as there has been throughout the build-up. And no doubt, Carl, this has been a terrific learning experience for Bjornsson, and I think he could do far worse than invite Stevie over to Iceland and maybe help him to continue his apprenticeship this year.
This is Coogan Cassis for IFL TV in association with MTK Global. Delighted to be joined by Mr. Stephen Ward and Mr. Hathor Bjornsson. How are you guys? Stephen, first of all, how are you?
Good, mate. Good. Can't complain.
Thor, we know you've been... not well, but you're a lot better now.
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah, I'm good. You know, I can't wait to get back into training. I haven't been training as well because I've been just staying at home now for some time. But I've been trying to do my best here at home, but as well as taking it easy, obviously.
Good to hear. Well, we've spoken to both you guys, obviously, prior to your head in Dubai recently. And I said it to you, Thor, in our interview, it's kind of the most strangest matchup between Stephen and Thor that we've kind of seen over the years, exhibition or not, just as a matchup in boxing, it was a strange thing. So, I mean, Stephen, when it was first put to you, and obviously judging by Thor's reputation and his size, let's just say how it is, his size, what made you want to jump in the ring with him, first of all?
Wishing you, mate. I wish I knew. I think it was just the opportunity. Thor's a massive name. He's a massive lad. It was just at the minute there's not many opportunities come about, and I thought, why not? Like, why not get involved in this? You know, it's interesting. It's something to keep me in the gym. It was something to sort of keep me training. So I just jumped at it.
Thor, we spoke a few days before the fight, and you know, you said ahead of your fight with Eddie Hall this year that you wanted to test yourself against someone as experienced in the boxing game as Stephen Ward.
Absolutely. And this was a great test because there's one thing, you know, you can go in the gym, you can do some back work and spar with some guys, but stepping into a ring against your opponent that you never like sparred or boxed with you before, it's a totally different thing. And to do it with a guy like Stephen Ward, a complete professional, a guy that knows exactly what he's doing, was very challenging for me, but I learned a lot from it. It's just very important for me to do these type of things before my main event against Eddie Hall, so I can learn from my mistakes and get better.
I mean, let's go back to the weigh-in. We saw the 130-pound weight difference between the two of you, which was incredible. Stephen, when you stepped onto the scales and then you saw Thor step on, was it kind of a little bit of a realisation of that weight difference there?
No, probably not. For me, I expected him... It was actually more worrying because I expected him to be heavier. It shows the sort of dedication he's been putting into the gym. I was sort of hoping he was heavier because obviously the heavier the lad, the slower and the less agile you think they're going to be. So I was hoping he was going to be actually heavier, believe it or not. But when he got on the scales, and you could see that he trimmed down, he looked good, Nick. And it probably made me more worried, to be honest.
Fair comment from Stephen there. He expected you to be heavier than what you weighed in, Thor.
Sorry?
I said Stephen expected you to be a lot heavier than what you actually weighed in.
Yeah. I mean, back when I competed in Strongman, I was weighing 200 plus kilograms, 205 kilograms. But I knew going to boxing that I had to lose some weight to get my endurance up and just everything, just to feel better in the ring. It's been challenging for me to lose all these muscles and the size, but it's just something that I have to do to be able to move and to be able to last these rounds. It's just impossible to stay the size that I was doing boxing. I have to lose some weight. I have to get fitter and better. And I've been training extremely hard. It takes time, obviously, to get into a proper boxing shape. But I'm training hard, and it's gonna come slowly, but surely. It's crazy how this sport is extremely challenging, but because you can go in the gym and you can punch them back and you're like, okay, I feel good, it feels good, you know, but then you go into a ring against a guy and you think you're gonna do something, but nothing just works. And that's exactly how I felt against Stephen Ward. I felt just like I was too wild, I couldn't get the simple shots in. I was just, everything felt just off. But that's where I'm gonna get. That's why I wanted to do this, to gain the experience, to be able to look back and learn and get better.
Carl Frampton said this on the night, and Stephen, you can make comment on this first. Three-minute rounds, I suppose, to people that don't know about boxing, doesn't sound like a great deal. When you haven't done boxing or have limited experience, as Thor has, three-minute rounds is a hell of a long time, isn't it, to be in the ring?
It's a lifetime. Every second feels like 2 seconds. Anyone that's boxed will know that, and even now with Thor experiencing that, he'll know it too. But even though it was only 3-3s, it's the whole event, it's the whole build up for me that I think is probably the most, is why I have a great deal of respect for Thor for it, because it's the bit that people don't see in there. It's the night before lying in your bed, it's the morning of waking up, and you have to go eat, and you've got these butterflies and nerves in your stomach, you've no appetite, you know, it's the walk down to the event, you know, you can hear the music and the crowd. For me, to start becoming familiar with that is just as important as what the event, you know, the actual exhibition itself is.
And Thor, how did you manage to cope with the 3-3-minute rounds? Did it feel like a lot longer in there?
I mean, yeah, it feels forever. But overall, you know, if I look at the whole picture, I was pretty happy with the whole picture. But it was indeed very challenging, because, you know, I had to do this against Steven Ward, and he was very quick, so I had to try to adjust to that and try to move as fast as possible to not get hit hard. I mean, he was able to hit me a few times right in the face, and I felt it, but it was good. It was good. Everything is a learning experience, and you know, it was great, and I'll definitely do more of these. But overall, these three rounds felt fine. Obviously, against Eddie Hall, I want to be in a better shape, because especially in the last round, I could feel where my fatigue was starting to kick in.
Let's talk about the second round, and Stephen, you can talk about what power you believe that Thor possesses. He seems to have knocked you down with a shot that kind of come across the top of the shoulder. So talk to me about that. That put you down.
I got a lot of grief off Brandon for that. As soon as it was put out, he sent me a screenshot of me on the dirt, me on the canvas, and Thor with his hands up, just rubbing it in. But he's that big of a lad. It's the aftermath. It's, you know, if he misses with the actual glove itself, it's the forearm and the bicep. It's like a swinging club that comes after it. When he hit me, he just ran on the back of the shoulder blade. It was like someone running up and literally pushing you like a big massive shove. You know, the power, he's a big lad. It's like a big wrecking ball. I didn't want to get hit by one leg, so that's why I was moving like Forrest Gump in there.
Thor, what do you remember about that shot across the back of the shoulder?
Yeah, I mean, I it was just one shot that obviously I was able to hit with some just brute power, and it kind of just like hit him down. It wasn't the best hit, because I wasn't able to. Yeah, like, this is something that I have to also learn and get better. Like, I was swinging too much, in my opinion, in this fight. I sort of focused more, and that was something that I was trying to do. It's just it was difficult. I felt like every time that I tried to punch, he just moved so fast that it was like trying to hit a lightning or something. It was just like I was too slow for him. That was the whole thing, and that's why I feel like I was bringing in these wild shots, because, you know, everything else just didn't work out for me.
So looking back on it now, I'll go to you, Stephen. What did you kind of take as the positives from having that three rounds with Thor?
I think it was, for me, it was the unknown. It was the unknown of you'd never been in with a man that size and how he was going to come at you and how he was going to react. Like Coogan, you'll know yourself that the people me personally I hate fighting the most are the unexperienced people, because they're hard to read. You know, they initially don't know what they're going to do. So how am I meant to know what he's going to do? Do you know what I mean? It's hard to read each other. but I think as well, and not to take sometimes size for granted, with all due to Thor, he moved a hell of a lot better than what I thought he was going to move. And it's not just me coming from that. That's a lot of people have been talking to since. Everyone's really surprised at how well he moved for such a big lad. Is technically, I thought he was pretty good until he got a bit tired. And like he says, he got a wee bit desperate at times throwing big punches. Like, not punches, but big sort of swings and wild shots. But up until that point, he exceeded my expectation, what I thought he was going to be like. Do you know what I mean? But it was a great experience for me. You have a man of his size and a man of his reputation. And if I play a 2% part in him getting ready to fight and win against Eddie Hall, then I'm happy enough, you know.
Thor, you said immediately after the fight that you're not going to be the quickest in the world. You were more focused on working on technique ahead of anything else. So were you pleased on that aspect that you got what you wanted to get out of that fight with Stephen Ward?
Yes. Like I said, like overall, I'm happy with the whole event, happy with my whole performance. But there's a lot of things that I need to work on, you know. I'm so new to this sport, and there's a lot of things that I need to work on, a lot of things that I need to get better on, obviously. I'm just a beginner that's trying to get somewhere, you know. I want to obviously have a plan to knock out a guy in September, and I need to work very, very hard to reach that goal. And that's why I'm doing these exhibition matches, because, you know, this is, like, I've done a whole lot of sparring, and I've done a whole lot of obviously working in the gym, but sparring versus an event like this is two completely different things. I learned 10 times more through the event against Stephen Ward than sparring. So, you know, I'm just excited to do more of these so I can be as well prepared as possible. And I hope these people see that how serious I'm taking this. I'm not taking this by any mean lightly. You know, I'm taking this extremely seriously, and, you know, I obviously, whatever I do, I always aim to win. And that's why I'm picking guys like, the first guy I picked was Stephen Ward, because I knew after seeing videos and just know him slightly, after looking him up, was a great match for me. I didn't find the biggest guy. I wanted to find a guy that had huge experience, was good, fast, was similar height as my opponent, and right-handed as well, because Eddie is obviously right-handed. So, I mean, I thought just Stephen was the perfect pick for me, because he's without a doubt faster, quicker, and can punch harder than Eddie, even, you know. So it was good, and I'm very happy with how it went. And I can only get better from now on. I can just now I just need to work on my weaknesses, and yeah, that's the only thing I need to do. I just need to work a shit ton.
Let's talk about what's next for both you guys. Stephen, we were obviously just talking off camera before this interview started. You've accepted a fight against a dangerous Kungabaev, which, yeah, is a little bit, again, of the unknown. He's only 2-0, but obviously with an incredible amateur career as he's had. So talk to me about why you've accepted this fight.
Yeah, not long. I think it was actually the next day or a couple of days after the exhibition with Thor. Yeah, I got contacted. They were saying there was interest in Kungabaev, who, for people that don't know, was an exceptional amateur, 2-time world silver medalist, very, very experienced fighter. He's 2-0 as a pro now, but I think they're wanting to move him pretty fast. He's been fighting good opposition for the first two fights, and he's stopped both of them. And I just says, it's a one you're interested in from management at MTK. And I said, yeah, 100%. And I have to be, you know, I think a lot of people, I think there's more and more people that are afraid of this. Oh, like obviously I lost my O against Bolotniks, but for me, it's not the fear of like failing. It's not taking the opportunity. Do you know what I mean? And just sort of cruising by. It's a hard, hard fight, but it's one that I genuinely feel that if I perform, I can win. It's 10 rounds. There's not a lot of notice, but I'm always in the gym. I'm always ticking over. So I'll be ready come the 27th and can't wait to go to Kazakhstan and get stuck into this fella. It's going to be a hard night, but I have a good feeling about it. And I genuinely can't wait for this one. I feel like there's no pressure. Do you know what I mean? I think everyone has me as the underdog for this fight. And I'm enjoying it. I'm sort of relishing in it because I feel like I can go in and throw everything, even the kitchen sink at this fella. And I genuinely feel if I do, I'll beat him.
Well, fair play to you. Like I said, you're jumping in from taking on the mountain in against Kunkabaev. So professional, he's only 2-0, but people will know about his amateur pedigree is exceptional, as you said. So yeah. We wish you the best of luck with that. And Thor, is there a possibility, Thor, that you will take another exhibition fight before you fight Eddie Hall? Is that the plan?
Yeah, 100%. That's the plan. At least one more, possibly two. We'll see. Obviously, training is also like extremely important to be able to get you know shit ton of weeks in of proper training. But because these exhibition matches, you kind of It's good, but I truly believe that you know, training itself is also very good. Just like focus like completely on one fight, but when you have to have an exhibition fight, you kind of have to adjust your training and focus on that a little bit as well. But that's good. That's what I like, and I believe that I can learn a lot from that, and that's why I'm going to do at least one more.
Well, I don't know if size is important to you for your next opponent, but Stephen's got a little friend called Carl, who's a super featherweight that will jump in the ring with you. He's been saying some bad things about him, hasn't he, Thor? Stephen, about Thor?
Yeah, he has, mate. He's been talking bad about you. The only problem is he's only about up to my waist, so I don't really know how you'd fight him. But he's like these wee dogs. They've all big barks and no bites.
All right.
So if you're interested in a little super featherweight, super featherweight from Ireland who's on the verge of becoming a three-weight world champion. We're only joking, but that's Mr. Carl Frampton, who I'm sure you're aware of.
Yeah, of course.
But, okay, have you guys got anything you want to say to each other before we conclude?
I just want to say thank you to Stephen Ward for doing this with me, doing this exhibition match with me. You know, it helped me a lot, and I appreciate you. You're a great guy, and good luck with your upcoming fights. I believe we can knock this guy out.
Good man. The same goes to you. You know, anything I can do in the future, give me a shout. As I say, I'm not licking up yours here, but you're better than I thought you were going to be, movement wise and agility wise. So I think Eddie Hall's in for a hard night.
Appreciate it, my man. Thank you so much. It means a lot coming from you.
Is the message clear to Eddie Hall? He's going to beat him in a round. You're going to knock him out in a round.
Yeah, that's what's going to happen. I'm going to knock him out.
Well, listen, when this fight happens, we can't look forward to it. And obviously, Stephen, we're going to look forward to your fight.
Yes, maybe you're 2-7.
Absolutely. Stephen Ward, Mr. Hafthor Bjornsson, thank you very much for talking to IFL TV. Great to recap on that night. It's had nearly 1 million views on IFL TV. It's had about 500,000-600,000 views on your channel as well, Thor. So, and wherever else it was put out as well. So, some incredible numbers there for your
amazing man. Thank you so much for having me, my friend.
No problem.
Take care. All the best.
Thank you very much, guys.
Bye bye.
Thanks for listening to the IFL TV podcast, sponsored by William Hill in association with Lonsdale MTK Global.
Sports Social Podcast Network.